You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. I cannot stop hearing about dopamine menus all over social media. So today we're going to take some time to explain what a dopamine menu is, help you build your own dopamine menu, and then also go through mine as a little bit of inspo. Welcome back to Wellness Fixes the Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy and a pelvic floor physical therapist and the owner of the Ella Wellness Sisterhood. And I've been seeing it all over, so I figured it was high time we start to dive in to creating your own dopamine menu, explaining what it is, and then again, seeing what mine is, because I've wanted to create mine too. So welcome back. I hope you guys are excited because again, a dopamine menu is a great way for us to sort of check in with what we truly enjoy doing to make choosing what we truly enjoy doing that much easier, especially when we get into a habit of binging or doom scrolling or whatever. So we'll get into it, but a thank you for following along. And a reminder, if you have not rated and reviewed the podcast, I would really, really appreciate it. That way this podcast can be shared with so many other people who might enjoy wellness just as much as we do. So thank you for those of you guys who listen. Thank you for those who have already rated and reviewed it. And again, it would really, really help me out if you guys shared it with someone who you thought might enjoy these episodes or enjoy this podcast or rate and review on whatever podcast app you listen to it on. So what even is a dopamine menu? And I did a podcast on dopamine that I'll link in the show notes a while back. I'm forgetting the number, but we basically went through sort of a detoxing of our dopamine system and what that actually means. So we'll cover some of what a dopamine, like what our dopamine system even is, what it does, and how we sort of fluctuate between dopamine levels and what that means for us. But if you want a deeper dive, I'll refer you back to that podcast that I'll link in the show notes. But a dopamine menu is basically built to encourage you to choose healthier habits for yourself that are actually going to satisfy your brain chemistry, your deeper desires for wanting to be more motivated, excited, hopeful, which is what dopamine helps control. So I know if you're like me, you can oftentimes get home from work or get home from a long day or from a vacation, from travel, and just like feel depleted and you get started doom scrolling or you're binging Emily in Paris. And so a dopamine menu is built for us to refer back to during those times when we are doom scrolling or we do catch ourselves like binging, again, Netflix, Emily in Paris, whatever it is. Because a lot of the time after we do that for an hour, we think it's going to make us feel better, but it actually doesn't, right? Sometimes if you're like me, I know you've been caught doom scrolling after, you know, a long day and saying, oh, I just need to veg out. I just need a rest break. I just need to like reset. And then after an hour of doom scrolling, you still don't feel any better. So a dopamine menu is built to help sort of increase those dopamine levels for us by doing things and helping us to choose things that we actually enjoy. So it helps to fight us getting into a rut. So it helps us to get out of a rut. And then it helps us to create a list of pleasurable activities, pleasurable things that we enjoy doing in life with ourselves or with other people, whatever it is, to increase our overall levels of dopamine to get us out of that rut or that doom scrolling, binge watching Netflix, or whatever it is. So again, the dopamine podcast, we dive into this, but dopamine is a neuromodulator and it's in charge of motivation, excitement, hope, and our ability to sense those feelings depends on our sort of peaks and valleys of our dopamine levels above and below baseline. So that's one of the ways we can feel more motivated or less motivated is based on those peaks and valleys, but it also depends on the previous level of dopamine that we had. So if we go on a great vacation, if we see all of our friends, if we're just like on a super duper high, our dopamine levels above baseline are going to be really, really high. And so when we come back from that, we can be doing a normal activity and feel a lot more depleted because the delta between our previous dopamine levels and where we're at now, there's a large delta between the two. And so oftentimes it can be where we feel a little bit lower after an activity or an experience that causes super high levels of dopamine. And so it's the balance between the two, but it is dopamine that regulates our level of excitement, motivation, hope, that a lot of the time is what is really going to, those feelings are what's really going to satisfy us and fulfill us when we turn to something that's maybe a little bit more negative, like doom scrolling or like binge watching a Netflix show. And again, I just watched Emily in Paris. It was wonderful, but that's the show that's coming to mind. So we are going to create your own dopamine menu. And I found a super helpful article that I'll also link in the show notes about how to create your own dopamine menu and what it actually is. And I really felt like this article explained it in a really, really good way, where a lot of the dopamine menus I've seen, it's just like lists a lot of activities. And I felt like this article really dove into explaining it in the form of a restaurant. And so it started off with appetizers. So your dopamine menu, you have appetizers, which appetizers are basically quick and easy ways to increase your dopamine levels. It's usually immediately available. It's usually not too time consuming, and it's usually free. Then we have the entrees, which are more time consuming, might take some planning, and are meant to really fuel that dopamine system more than appetizers. We also have sides, which I like the idea of this. We pair these dopamine sides with activities that might not be as pleasurable for us. So laundry, cleaning, whatever that might be for you. Sides are an activity you enjoy or something you can also do while you're doing something that you don't enjoy doing. Then we also have desserts, which are things you love to do, but they might be better in moderation. So they're things that, like scrolling social media, like watching your favorite show on Netflix for, you know, back-to-back-to-back episodes. They're still great for us. We still enjoy doing it, but it might be better for us in moderation. And then the last thing we have are specials, which specials are more time consuming. You can't do them all the time. They might be more expensive. And so you really want to enjoy these only every once in a while because, again, the time commitment, they might take more planning, and again, the finances involved. So to create your own dopamine menu, write out just all, you know, this whole wide list of things that bring you joy, that make you feel happy, that make you feel truly joyful. And then I recommend sort of breaking them up into appetizers, sides, entrees, specials, desserts, sides, whatever it is, because I like this idea of having this written out Canva, beautiful Canva aesthetic template that we can refer back to when we get home after a long day and want to revert to doom scrolling or, again, binging on Netflix. But it would be better and more fulfilling for our dopamine system if we choose something that actually brought us joy. So for my dopamine menu, before I get into this, I do recommend, I want to give some inspiration and some recommendations for what my dopamine menu is, and also so that you guys get to know what I enjoy. But I do recommend like pausing here. If you can, like pause the podcast, just think of a few on your own, because some of the time, if I start reading other people's, I'm like, oh yeah, I like that, I like that, I like that. But it might not have been my very first thought for my own dopamine menu. And so I encourage you to pause the podcast, take a moment, think about what are some activities that you enjoy, where they might go. If you're in the car listening, like you don't have to write it down or anything. If you are, you know, cleaning or whatever, I encourage you to take out a journal and write them down. That way you just have some reference point to refer back to create your own dopamine menu. But sometimes, I don't know if you're like me, but if I read someone else's, I'm like, oh yeah, I like doing that, I like doing that. But it's not the true first thoughts that I might have that might have brought me the true joy for my dopamine menu. So pause it and then rejoin us when you're ready, because again, I'd love to hear your dopamine menus, and I think it's just super cool because it helps me to get to learn about each of you guys, just as y'all are about to learn a little bit more about me and my dopamine menu. So for my own appetizers, I have on there, again, these are the short, sweet, usually free, usually not too time consuming, like almost can help us raise those dopamine levels for like a little bit of a quick, I hate calling it a quick hit, but basically a quick rise above baseline to get us back out of that rut. So I have read a book, listen to a podcast, cuddle Togo and my hubby, learning a new language. I've been trying to relearn Spanish on my, it's called the Language Transfer app, but I absolutely love it. Organize my life. I love organizing my life on my Apple Calendar, like digitally, where I can just go through and plan everything for the week or the next week, whatever it is. Like it just, oh, it makes me so happy to have it all organized. A movement flow, put on makeup, jewelry, a favorite outfit, like truly romanticize the moment that I'm in. Even if I am cleaning, even if I am doing laundry, even if I am working out or podcasting, I love to sort of elevate my look in a certain way. And then the last one I have for appetizers are like hoping and dreaming. I love sort of business planning. I love creatively thinking. So those are my appetizers. For my entrees, I have, this is like one of my favorite things to do that anytime we visit a new place, a new country, a new city, whatever, this is something I look forward to. But a morning coffee shop run with my hubby and my dog, if again, we're in town, followed by like a long walk and talk and chat. Like, it's my little like heaven on earth. A morning workout, date night and trying a new restaurant, exercise, a friend hangout or girl chat. Again, these entrees are those that might take a little bit longer time to plan, might be a little bit more financially an investment for us, but they're not quite as time consuming or needing a financial investment as specials. So those are my entrees. For sides, I have listen to a podcast while doing laundry. Again, these are the ones that you want to add into something that you don't necessarily enjoy doing as much. So podcast while folding laundry. I love this. Like it actually makes me look forward to doing laundry, either that or watching F1. I'm a huge F1 fan. And so on Sundays during race day, I like don't look at F1 at all. I don't look at any of the results. And me and my husband will turn it on while I'm just like folding laundry. And it's really become my happy place because I've paired an exercise like folding laundry, which is not my least favorite thing to do, but it's sort of meditative for me, with something that I absolutely love, like podcasting or watching F1. Listening to music while cleaning, FaceTiming my sisters while I'm, you know, working or whatever, like just having someone on FaceTime to chat with while I'm cooking or whatever. For desserts, these are the ones that are, again, okay for us to do, but we might want to do them in moderation. But I have shopping, especially online shopping. I really enjoy doing that. But again, I can't always revert back to that on my dopamine menu. I do enjoy like scrolling Instagram, scrolling Pinterest, like getting sort of creative ideas. And then happy hour, which I love a good cocktail. I love just celebrating different things with my girlfriends and honestly, even Jacob, like my husband or my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, like my whatever, like family, it doesn't matter who, but having a nice cocktail, I usually save that for a special occasion because again, cocktails and alcohol just affect my sleep after. I end up, you know, not getting as good of quality of sleep. So I don't want to revert to that all the time, but it is something that brings me joy. And then specials, again, these are those longer duration, possibly more time consuming, more of a financial investment ones that we probably can't do every week, maybe even every month, but they are something we can come back to again and again as these larger sort of ways to bring us joy and increase our baseline levels of dopamine. So travel with my husband, one of my absolute favorites. Like that's the one thing that comes to mind immediately is travel makes me so happy, and traveling especially with my husband and seeing new places and experiencing new cultures and new cuisines is one of my favorite things. Even a staycation. We live in Austin, and so we have a few favorite hotels in Austin, and I just love like walking everywhere, like going to a destination and not having to ride in my car or drive my car. Like I love public transport, but I especially love being able to walk everywhere. And so travel or a staycation where I'm able to go into a city and be able to walk wherever I want to go. And then girls' weekends, because again, they're just so good for the soul, right? Everyone every now and then needs a little bit of a girls' weekend to just refresh, and I just love them. So that is my dopamine menu. Again, I would love, love, love to hear y'all's dopamine menu. Again, I'm sure you guys have seen it on social media. I like this idea because it really is hard for us, or for me, I'll speak from personal experience. Like when I get home from, again, a long day or seeing patients all day where my energy has just been given to them all day. A lot of the time I enjoy it so much when I'm with patients, but after that I have a little bit of a time to like come down back, honestly a little bit below baseline, where I've had such a high from the day that my dopamine levels naturally have that subsequent drop after, before they reach baseline. And a lot of times I'm tempted to just scroll or watch Netflix or whatever, and or shop, honestly, online shopping. Sometimes I am tempted to do that, which again, that needs to be a dessert item for me, not a typical go-to. But it's nice to have a reference point to create my own sort of like dopamine menu that I can go choose from that is actually going to fulfill me that much more, because it's actually replenishing what's happening in my brain chemistry rather than like consistently needing more and more stimulation from scrolling in order to raise those dopamine levels. So I'm gonna probably do like a nice, beautiful Canva template, make it super aesthetic. That way I can save it in my phone. And anytime I need some ideas or just some like a different viewpoint from where I'm currently looking at, I can refer back to that dopamine menu and my appetizers, my entrees, my sides, my desserts, my snacks, all of it, so that I can, or my specials, so that I can choose what is really going to fulfill me and fulfill my brain chemistry. So I would love to look at your own dopamine menus, like see what you guys put on there, inspire some for me, because again, I know I didn't even hit all of them that I like, all of the activities that bring me joy, but I definitely hit on some of the high points. So thank you guys so much for following along. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Again, more of a fun one because we're talking about things that absolutely bring us joy. I'll leave the links below for the podcast episodes, for the article, and for my dopamine detox blog post that I wrote as well. And again, if you could rate, review, whatever, subscribe, follow, and whatever podcast app you're listening on, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you guys again, and I'll see you on the next Wellness Big Sis podcast episode.